Today's artist's life, in an era of dissolution without guidance, he stands alone. The old forms are in ruins. The benumbed world is shaken up. The old human spirit is emballiated, and in a flux towards a new form, we float in space and cannot perceive the new order. Modernism was a style that came from the ashes. The world was in turmoil. The church had begun to lose its power, and science had gained it. People began to question everything, to investigate. The world of the mind took a big jump. It was the golden age, the illustration era. But everything comes with a price. This new style promoted a new world without a past, only a bright future. This rejection of the past was the main characteristic. It was to be ignored, what you know, and built a new world. Future meant the use of the new technology, and iron was its name. It offers a new kind of space. As example of such use are the Crystal Palace in London and the Central Market in Valencia. Both were very important in its time. The first used glass as a wall, and the latter was the biggest market in Spain. But everyone had a different view of what the style should be. As a consequence of this, modernism took different meanings and characteristics. Each country circle had made it its own. For example, modernism in Spain took a different way. In Valencia, many buildings had the air of the past. For example, apartment building 13 by Curtin Pérez had in the facade, as in the structure, a medieval motif, an Arabic atmosphere. But now comes the mind to question if this latter architecture is really a modernism. I mean, they use elements of other styles, but everything has lost its meaning. So, does this mean that you can use things of the past, taking away its purpose? Well, if so, contradiction is modernism's second name. The designing a new world came to an end with the Second World War. Every dream of a better tomorrow was shattered. The utopias were broken and the world turned grey. And the era of the postmodernism had arrived.